Yerushalmi Pesachim corresponding to Bavli Pesachim Daf Lamedalad. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tezayin Lamedalef, 9 lines up from the foot of the page, Rabbi Yosef Boy. Rabbi Yosef Boy, Nenemen Ahekdush Pachos Meshav Pruta, Mao Sheichayev Betashlumim. Rabbi Yosef asked, if one benefits from Hekdush to less than the value of a Pruta, is he liable to pay? Amalei Nishmei Min Ador, Beth Asheh Chata Min Hekdush Yishalim, Prat Lepachos Meshav Pruta. The answer, the first version of the answer is that we can learn it from the following in Vayikra Pek, Hey, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Ve'es, and that which with which he sinned from the sanctified items he shall pay. This excludes benefiting less than the value of a pruta. Iftanai Tani Levaboy Letashlumim, and a second version of the answer is that it includes a liability to pay even if the benefit was less than the value of a pruta. Mandam Prat Lepachos Meshav Pruta Letashlumim Lekarbon. Manda Amar Levaboyth Betashlumim, Kamar Detema, Taman, Pachos Meshav Pruta, Mezid, Afapisha Einem, Shalim Chimish, Vashem, Yishalim, Leshevet, Vama Aifacha, Kain. To clarify, they in fact do not disagree, because the one who excludes less than the value of a Pruta is referring to an exemption from bringing a Korban. The one who includes it is referring to payment. Just as over there, for intentionally benefiting from less than the value of a pruta, although one does not pay chomesh or bring a guilt offering, he must pay to the tribe, and therefore so too over here. Amen chavaya koymi rabbi yosa, v'lad masnisihi, ha'oichel, trumas chomet v'pesach, shoygig mishalam keren v'chomesh, meizid patim en tashlumim, amedmei ha'itzim. Chavaya said to rabbi yosa, is it not our mishnah that if he intentionally ate less than the value of a pruta, he did not pay? One who ate chomets of trum on Pesach, if he was shoygeg, which was inadvertent, he must pay the principal and the chomesh, which is the additional fifth, and if it was mezid, which is intentional, he is exempt from payment and from the value of the firewood. Amalain, taman eina roi lahashlim aleha, from hacha roi hu lahashlim aleha. Rabbi Yosef responds, there it's not fitting to become a pruta, as chomets and Pesach have no value at all and cannot combine with more to become the value of a pruta. But over here, it is fitting to become a pruta because it can combine with more to become a pruta. Shoigeg b'truma, one who consumed truma unaware that it was truma and the truma was prohibited for another reason as well. Umezid b'chomets, because if the truma was chomets and he knew that it was chomets. Shoig b'truma mezid b'nozir, if the truma was wine and the person drinking it was a nozir and he was unaware that it was truma but he knew that it was that he was a nozir and prohibited to drink wine. Shoigeg b'truma umezid b'yom kippurim, if he ate the truma on Yom Kippur and he was unaware that it was truma but he knew it was Yom Kippur. In Tiftarina l'shnei dvarim nicha, if in these three cases they are viewed as two separate things with two negative prohibitions, he will receive lashes for the intentional prohibition and be required to pay for the inadvertent consumption of truma. If they're viewed as one, it's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he would receive lashes when it would not pay. According to Shimon Lakish, he receives lashes and he pays. And this machlekes appears in Meseches Trumais.